Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO. Delighted to be here in studio with my engineer and capable sports guy, Joe Pasquini. Nothing really on the sports front except for the Giants, who kind of bombed for a while. Like with the Philadelphia and got kicked. But, my God, what was that all about?
Pittsburgh too. Yeah. It started out like such a promising road trip.
Yeah, I know.
And then reality.
Yeah.
And actually, before we go too far, we should say Happy Mom's Day to everybody.
I was just going to say.
Oh, you were? Okay.
Just go ahead and steal my thunder.
Then go ahead.
You can say Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day,
everybody. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Hope you all have a nice little Mother's Day. And all you mothers out there, and you know who you are. You're probably listening to the show, laying in bed with all the people bringing you, you know, plenty of goodies and, you know, all sorts of manner of fun stuff. I was online yesterday going through my email, and every other email was Mom's favorite dishes for Mother's Day. And it was just nothing but there was a really cool raspberry galette I saw there that I was going to make for myself, but I never got a chance to get around. Anyway, so Happy Mother's Day to one and all. You're listening to the Real Estate Hour. We've been doing this for over 20 plus years here in Sonoma County, exclusively on KSRO. Now we're on 93.5 FM and 105. What did I say? 103.5 AM or FM, excuse me. And also all over the internet, KSRO.com. You can, let's see, where else can you go? There's any manner of places you can find. We post the show after, okay, Joe posts it onto the KSRO website. So if you go to KSRO.com and if you go to, I think it's shows, and you can search down, find the Real Estate Hour and listen to anything that you may thought that you was worthy to be re-listened to.
Like last week.
Yeah, that was a good show. We had Keith Becker on with Dee Dee's Rentals and got a lot of, you know, great comments on that. We'll have Keith back probably next month sometime. You know, we're going to be probably talking about rent control and things like Costa Hawkins and what that means and all that kind of good stuff. You know, the battle's going to be very interesting. We shall see if the people who are mounting, once again, the rent control ordinance will have enough petitions or enough signatures to get their ordinance on the ballot. I've already looked at their ordinance, and it's not very much dissimilar to what it was before, but there's just more penalties for if you try to take a property off the market and then put it back on. I'm pretty well, you know, I understand we have a crisis when it comes to rental properties here in Sonoma County. But, you know, the interesting thing is I went to the strategic revealing of the strategic Sonoma action plan, and it's called Strategic Sonoma. It's put out by the Sonoma County Economic Development Board, and it was at, I think it was Thursday at the, what's the big hotel, I always forget, in Rohnert Park, the Red Lion, not the Red Lion, what people know, the Doubletree. And it was a really interesting program, a lot of shouting, a lot of optimism, a lot about this is what we're going to do. They had a consultant there who was telling us how great we were here in Sonoma County and, you know, how all the people were going to have signed on to make this an incredible, plan for the future. A lot of it has some very key components, one of those being housing. in the housing, you know, according to them and according to Supervisor Gore, who likes to yell and scream and all that kind of good stuff, the, you know, 25,000 units is what they're expecting them to do by 2025. You know, all I can say is, you know, God love you for having such big, hairy, audacious goals, but you're going to hit, you know, reality right smack in your face. You know, and I think a lot of it not necessarily has to do with a desire not to have it. I think we all want to have more housing, but you're going to have so many, you know, NIMBY groups that are going to come at you, which usually is the case. You know, the Cheney property is still languishing there. That's housing you dramatically need. So that's going to have to be looked at. They're thinking about floating a very large bond of like $35 million, I think it is, to affect more housing. They're going to be changing, you know, zoning ordinances and zoning laws to allow, you know, more, you know, maybe housing in industrial areas, this type of thing. So they're really trying to pull out all the stops. And housing is just one of the components, you know, of that, of this plan. So if you get a chance to check it out, it's really interesting reading. You go to the Sonoma County Economic Development Board, and you'll see it right there on their front page. They rolled it out, and the pretty much the report is there. Now it's a matter of implementing, which is always the hardest thing to do. We're going to chat about it probably more in the future. I'm going to try to get maybe Ben Stone on the air with us here and chat about it and see if I can maybe get some of the stakeholders and get their ideas, because there's a whole different component, you know, to the strategic plan. So we shall see about that. But we're going to talk about numbers. We're going to talk about the April numbers and how they came in, and we're going to see just, you know, what they look like. Kind of, you know, blah, nothing really excited about. I'm kind of looking at the numbers going, okay, give me something to talk about here. Is that a name of a song? Give me something to talk about. I think that's, it's on Pat's show. She has it at 9 o'clock. Anyway, so we're going to chat about that. But we'll take your calls. The call-in numbers here are 636-1350, 636-1350, and you can always get a hold of me at mike@mikekelly.com, mike@mikekelly.com, and the no dumb question at gmail.com, because in real estate, Joe, there are
no dumb questions.
That's right. So we're going to take a break and come back more. We're going to chat about it. I've got some really, I went through the old KSRO archives and went back to found, I had this folder I kept for years, and I have a story here from May 7th of 2000, and it's going to sound very familiar when we come right back after these words.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Congressman Mike Thompson.
I think he should have probably learned a little from President Bush and not gone with the mission accomplished nonsense.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Weather every 10 minutes mornings, every 30 minutes all the time on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning. Mike Kelly is the Real Estate Hour. And let me know if you think these the following sounds awfully familiar. Here's the headline of the story. Sonoma County Business Group tackles housing needs. A group of Sonoma County leading companies this week is throwing its weight behind a gathering effort to get more affordable housing in Sonoma County. A surge in home prices and a shortage of new and used homes for sale is beginning to make it difficult for companies to attract workers and for employees who are already here to find housing near work. As a result, the Sonoma County Manufacturing Group, representing 79 manufacturers, has put the development of workforce housing among its top priorities for the year 2000. So 18 years ago, we had this conversation. The prices have definitely changed since then. We went through the big short crash of 2007-2008, and we're still lamenting the issues with finding housing for workers here in Sonoma County. And it's the same, and it's the story. All you got to do is just change the prices, and the stories are exactly the same. There's a story in here about entitled House Hunting Nightmare, and it's about a couple who were trying to find their homes. I should probably try to track these people down and see how they did and where they are now and all that kind of good stuff. They're out running around for properties. Now, unfortunately, or fortunately for them in those days, back in the year 2000, they talked about rocketing home prices. And our medium at that point was $300,000, just under $300,000 in the year 2000. It's now $685,000. So imagine, when you look at the lack of run-up in wages, obviously, to home prices. The wages are on the move up, which is good, but they're not anywhere near, they didn't move for almost like 10 or 11 years. So you're kind of, at a loss to begin with. But it's amazing now that these stories seem to repeat themselves. This couple, they said they did eventually find a home. But they were looking for at least a month and would have to get up and run out and look at properties as soon as they hit the market, which is not uncommon for most folks to do. But the pricing, was pretty amazing. The affordability was as bad as it is today. At that time, even with the prices being what they were, the housing affordability was 21%. Which is basically one out of five could afford to buy a home in Sonoma County. Now we're pretty darn close to that, if not at 21% or 24%. So it's the affordability is just as bad here 18 years later than it was back in the year 2000, when the median home prices, resales were right around 200, it looks like about 285 grand. At that time. And obviously we know what happened. It just took off like crazy. Another article I have, Sonoma County housing prices climb, demand still high despite dip in sales. The median price of houses sold in January was $264,000. That was in January, Joe, of 2000. And today we are at $685,000. So you can see, and it went, got up to about 650, then it totally collapsed. We lost 60% of our value, and that was back in 2007, 2008. We had the REO market. We got rid of that. We came back. In the last 3 years, we've had an incredible run-up, and so we are currently right now at about 685 for the median-priced home here in Sonoma County. Looking at the numbers, and, I've been kind of going through them, and there's really nothing that kind of like reaches out and grabs me. But before I get into that, I just want to just chat briefly about this conference was called the Spring Economic Conference that I attended at the DoubleTree. And And we had a gentleman there from Moody's, you know, financial guy, you know, economist. And he thinks we got about 2 years of more optimism, of more growth. So you could probably say 2 years of more increases in home prices. And he says, but then, you know, we may see some things coming into the mix. Interest rates, obviously, he thinks they will probably be in the year, you know, a couple of years from now, probably in the 5.5% range. Right now, we're kind of, you know, right now you're looking at about 4.75%. You know, it's going to fluctuate up and down. The 10-year treasury is right around 3. So that means, you know, you watch that 10-year treasury, and if it keeps going on up, then you can pretty much bet the interest rates will follow. You know, when you look at the overall sales, they really, you know, aren't that dramatic from last year. But the gentleman from Moody's was basically stating at that time, and a lot of things could happen in 2 years, obviously. But he thinks perhaps trade wars may be in full flight at that point. And if that's the case, that's going to definitely put pressure on inflation and all sorts of other things. So, but he says about 2 years down the road. But our unemployment now is 3.9%. Okay, we're below the national average. And basically, that's full employment. You know, it's when you get to a certain number, the economists say, yeah, you're just rocking and rolling. And it has all sorts of, you know, different aspects to the market. I mean, you know, we all have jobs, which is great. But now we have people who live here and who want to be here. But where do we put them? So hence this strategic plan that they've come out with. And it's just not only housing. There's different components of it. So I encourage you to go to the Economic Development Board and look at their site and just kind of, you know, just take a look at what they're planning on doing. A lot of it has to do with a housing bond fund. The 25,000 units, I think, is extremely optimistic, bordering almost on fantasy. But, you know, and they were kind of going through and saying, well, we got this thing over here, we got this thing over here. And I'm going, okay, that's maybe a thousand if that. But, you know, we'll have to see if they can, you know, pull it off. But, hey, all the more power to them. If I can help, I will definitely do that. They've got some pretty powerful people who are strategic advisors on this group. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But if you get a chance to go check it out, it makes for some very interesting reading. It's the Sonoma County Economic Development Board. And if you just go and search Google, you'll find the plan. And it's called, once again, as he opens up his email, Joe. Now, do you have the thumb thing, or do you still use the code on your iPhone? Use the thumb?
Yeah, my thumb's too big.
I know. I try my thumb, but it just doesn't work sometimes. Anyway, it's called Strategic Sonoma, and it's a Strategic Sonoma Action Plan, and they just released it, like I said, on Thursday. So go check it out. Very, very interesting. You know, the basic facets of it: recover from the October fires, build necessary housing, educate and support our workforce, improve mobility and access to services, be a leader in environmentally sustainable practices, and diversify existing business clusters. That's interesting. That's an interesting term. What does that mean? Diversify existing business clusters. When you get into these things, they think of new phrases for everything. Anyway, but you can go in there, you can go to the thing and read it and find out what is a diversified business cluster. Okay, so yeah, but you think my
My throat's been biting me too.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay, well, that's good. Good. So,
Is that good?
That's good, yeah. So I'm not alone. Okay. Yeah. But I'm looking at the fire lots, you know, in the numbers really haven't changed that much, except that we're getting more properties for sale up in the Northeast area. Currently, right now, there's about 170 lots for sale. Now, when you talk about the Northeast area, that's a huge swath of land that was affected by the fire. When you look at the Northwest area, there was only area that was really affected was Coffee Park. And if you look at Coffee Park right now, there's only 9 lots for sale. You know, and probably arguably only 8 of those are Coffee Park. There's only 10 in escrow. There's 5 that are pending, and they've only sold 70 since the firestorm of October, which indicates to me that, you know, these people ain't going anywhere. They're going to stay there and build their houses. We're still seeing, and one of the really interesting comments they had from this economic forecast, where is it? Oh, it was 80% have yet to settle their claims for insurance, which is a pretty remarkable number. Only 80%, or excuse me, 80% have not yet, you know, have settled their claims. So I think a lot of people, these lots numbers may. These lot numbers may change once people realize that, well, guess what? We can't afford to be here. You know, there's that article we talked about in the PD a couple of weeks ago stating that the average shortfall was something like $300,000. That's a significant amount of money. I suspect that was, you know, when you throw in the Northeast area, those are the, you know, the higher price spread. Most people I'm speaking to that are in Coffee Park, and I saw quite a few friends of mine who lost their homes in Coffee Park who were at this conference, and I asked them how they were doing. They said, yeah, we're okay. You know, we're going to do this, but we're just trying to figure out, you know, what builder we want to use, who's going to, you know, get the product done. But like I said, I think a lot of the builders are still trying to put, you know, the numbers together. A friend of mine said, you know, I was speaking to him, and he goes, you know, it's just not, you're not just rebuilding 5,200 homes. You're rebuilding 5,200 homes that you have an owner involved. So the scope and the time frame is going to be so much different, because if you have a homeowner sitting there looking at the plans and seeing what he wants to do, it's a heck of a lot different than a guy coming in and saying, okay, here's 100 houses, go build them. Thank you. And you start building. Now you're going to have homeowners basically watching your every move and probably wanting to check things as they have the right to do. But it's going to just dramatically slow the whole process down. And that's the key. So, you know, when they talk about building 25,000 new housing and you look at rebuilding 52 lost homes, you know, the parallel is significant, because some guys think it's going to take 10 years to rebuild those 5,200 houses, whereas the strategic plan I just talked about wants to do these 25,000 houses by 2025, which is 7 years down the road. So pretty tight. So we're going to take a break and come back and talk about more about the lots for sale and the fire issues up in Fountain Grove in the Northeast area and Coffee Park. And then also we'll start the numbers for April. And nothing really to get excited about. But, you know, we're still selling houses, which is always a good thing. We'll be right back after these words.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Celebrating tomorrow's opening of the new U.S. Embassy transferred from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, at a ceremony in the past hour in that city, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Thank you, President Trump, for your bold decision. Thank you for making the alliance between Israel and the United States stronger than ever.
Netanyahu, joined by a visiting U.S. delegation that includes the president's daughter and son-in-law and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. Police and judicial sources close to the investigation confirmed to ABC News that the Paris knife attacker's name is Kamzat Asimov, born in the Russian area Chechnya in 1997. On next month's planned summit with President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore, National Security Advisor John Bolton on ABC's This Week.
The president's going to make the decision when he sits down with Kim Jong-un just what exactly the North is up to. And he'll size him up, and he's got an outstanding ability to do that.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you 3 easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Cooler temperatures for the next few days. Few clouds today at 67, 56 on the coast. Partly cloudy tonight, low 50. That's across the county. Partly cloudy for Monday at 68, 58 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, a few clouds at 67, 58 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour. I apologize for my voice not working today, but you guys are kind of used to that. It seems like it doesn't work half the time around here. But to get back to the lot sales in the Fountain Grove and Coffee Park area, and it's not necessarily Fountain Grove, it's the whole Northeast area. You figure we lost about 1,100 homes in Coffee Park, but about 3,200, you know, if not more, in the Northeast area. Because that's where the fire basically came down from Tubbs Lane. You know, didn't spend very much time in Napa, just shot over the hill. Came right up Marquis, you know, followed the same path as it was back in 1962, when the fire came through originally. But this time it had much more fuel, you know, much more houses, and obviously extensive damage. But when you look at the Northeast area, there's 170 lots for sale, and you know they're just piling up because the prices are not being. You know, the houses are not being snatched up. There's about, right now, about 32 in escrow. So when you look at that, you know, you can see almost a six-month supply of product, you know, up in those lots. So a lot of people are not buying them. And the reason they're not buying them is because, obviously, you know, you're buying a lot in a fire-ravaged zone. So it's hardly, you know, something that you would want to grab. They've closed about 150 of the lots up there. So we'll have to wait and see, because we could have another surge of lots for sale once people start figuring out what it's going to cost to rebuild their property. I spoke to a realtor friend of mine, and he's finally got his numbers, and he can live with them. But you know, the price of his home is going to be almost $300,000 more when it's finished. And you got to realize that a lot of those homes up there are 15, 20, 25 years old. Some are built back in, you know, the late 80s in Fountain Grove. So you can see that they've been around for a while, but now they're all going to be brand new. So, you know, it's like you're building a brand new subdivision up in that area. Hence, you're going to have these prices that are going to be, you know, one heck of a large surge in pricing. Two of my friends that I spoke to just on Tuesday were saying they had appraisals come in, and they were both $300,000 over what they thought their home was before the fire. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, the prices in Coffee Park once those are all built. Obviously, you know, they're going to be brand new, so the prices are going to be reflective of that. So we're kind of curious. But the thing is that, you know, the lots that are currently on the market in the Northeast area just aren't languishing. You're starting to see, and the same thing with, you know, with properties here in Sonoma County, when you look at the numbers, you know, the I always look at expired listings, and we've had such low numbers of expired listings, but they are creeping up. And the reason they're creeping up, an expired listing is simply a property that did not sell during its time on the market. You know, the listing expires, this type of thing. So, you know, we're starting to see more numbers, and the reason that is because I think people are asking way too much money than they could get for their property, because, you know, God love them, and you know, the realtors are trying to obviously get their clients as much money as they can, so they may be pricing these properties a little too high, and we're starting to see that in the inventory and some other aspects of the marketplace. You know, the medium home price is up 11%, but, you know, that's basically because the hot spot seems to be, you know, when you run the numbers, you know, ran the active listings today, 0 to 250,000. There's only 4 properties on the market. Going back to that story I read in the PD back in 2000, that was kind of the medium priced home. So you can see how far we've come. And then if you look at the 250, you say to just under 5. There's 51 properties available. So up to 500,000, there's only 51 active, you know, properties available in Sonoma County. You know, the sweet spot is the 500 to about 750 price point. Right now there's 214, 750 to 99, 999,000, about 151, and there are 284 properties over 1 million, which is 40% of the marketplace, which is a significant number. It's just, you know, the nature of the beast. I think there's a whole bunch of the word out there is that there's people who lost all those homes in the fires. You know, the vast majority were in that Northeast quadrant, and they're trying to find and paying for, you know, those homes. Excuse me. They're out there looking for and trying to replace the home they lost. So, you know, you can see, you know, there's a lot of people saying, okay, fine, then I don't mind. I'll sell my house to these people. So they're putting them on the market. So that's why you're seeing more and more of homes over $1 million, you know, coming out of the marketplace, because there are people that are out there looking for them, and people have demonstrated they're willing to pay very good money for those properties when they come up. So that's the kind of pressure. So when I look at track the lots, I'm also tracking if there's a big surge in more lots hitting the market, then there are people who have decided we're not going to rebuild. Now, they're going to want to go find other properties. Hopefully, they want to stay in Sonoma County. Hopefully, they're just not going to, you know, sell their lot and get out of Dodge. Many of them may just hold on to the lot as an asset, sell it at some later date perhaps, but they have the cash settlement now to go out and buy another property. So, you know, my prediction for this spring is either going to, you know, it's kind of a, you know, double-edged sword. We're going to have probably more lots coming out in the marketplace. You're going to have a large demand for those million-dollar-plus properties because these people want to replace what they lost. So they're going to be out and they're looking for certain amenities, certain lot sizes, square footage, you know, quality of build, this type of thing. Maybe they want a pool. So those properties that have that, you know, are going to be coming out of the marketplace. So it'll be curious to see just how big the inventory becomes in that million plus range and just where those buyers and if the buyers materialize to buy those. And one of the gauges you can use is by how many lots are coming out of the marketplace and how many are selling. Because I think those people are signaling to the world that, look, okay, we're not gonna rebuild, we're going to go ahead and either we're going to move totally out of the area, or we're going to find a suitable move-up property. My guess is it's probably going to be the suitable move-up property. So if you've got a property of that ilk, you know, that maybe you're thinking about downsizing, and maybe you're leaving the area, maybe you want to find something in the lower price point that you can purchase and put your house on the market, this may be the time to do that, folks, because I think there's going to be a big demand for that. Like I said, the median home price went up 11% to $685,000, which is obviously a new record. It's just going to be the nature of the beast, I think. I don't know if we're going to maintain that 11%, but, you know, with the inventory we got, guys, you know, there's just not that much out there. But we did hit over 700 active showable listings, which is good. So that's the first time that has happened in months, if not a year. So we're starting to see the inventory go up. But when you look across the board, everything is still down. Okay, and the under contracts, those are properties that are in escrow. They're down 3%. There was between March and April, 407 and 408. So there's totally a flat market when it comes to the under contract. So that's a leading indicator of just how many sales are going to start happening, you know, in the future. The sold numbers are not much to get excited about. They're up 3%, 366 sales in April, and that number is pretty well flat from the previous month. So you can see the under contracts and the solds are not really budging that much. New properties are just down 1%, but for sale properties are down 6%. In the days on the market, it just keeps dropping, you guys. You know, minus 29% over last year, 55 days last year, 39 days today. So you can see, you know, things are really hopping. There's only 53 condos on the market. So if you're looking for an alternative investment, condos are out there, but they're just, you know, pretty much scarcer than the hen's teeth, I would say. You're a Cloverdale boy. That's kind of a phrase you hear up there, right? Occasionally. But anyway, so those are kind of the numbers, you know, for the month of April. The takeaways, I think, is that some people are just, I think, pricing their properties a little too high. And, that could be, obviously, deterring sales. I mean, people are thinking, oh, my gosh, this market is too high. And like I said, you have a whole bunch of people. Only, 80% of the folks out there who lost their homes have yet to settle. So I don't know what that's going to take. I think it's going to take, them sitting down, figuring out what it is they want to build and what's it going to cost. And I think that's a huge factor for a lot of people. It could be, when you're going to get around to my house. We'll get around to you after we get these, 30 houses built over here, which could be, a year and a half, 2 years down the road. So maybe we're just going to see this because you don't have enough people to rebuild them all at once. So it could be that, this market's just going to languish and wait as people get their prices in and people start building these properties. So we'll take a break and come back more in any of your calls. If you wish to, give us a holler, 636-1350. 636-1350. If you got a question regarding this marketplace, anything to do with real estate, we'd be glad to talk to you. Interest rates are right around about 4.75 today. That's still an incredible rate, you guys. You've heard the story before. I started in the business. It was 10%. It went up to 18.5% the following year. I spent 15 years in a double-digit market. So 5% is unbelievable. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. That be me. We'll be right back after these words.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio, 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning. I apologize for the constant coughing this morning. I don't know why my throat does this, but you know, maybe it's somebody uses this microphone and there's something to do with the what's on this foam thing. You know that? Because we have like these condoms that go over the microphone. They're like, you hear that? There's like a foam rubber. I think I'll switch next week. All right, I'll do your job. You come over and do my job. Yeah. That would be a very good show. Yeah, yeah, it'd be a sports show then. Yeah. What's wrong with that, Mike? Come on. Yeah. Let's do a sports show once a month, right? Well, instead of real estate, we'll have sports. They're about a month, every 3 or 4 months. Okay. So getting back to the real estate market, it's really interesting. I've got some really nice clients, you know, and we're talking about rent control. And I think the way this strategic, plan that the Sonoma County Economic Board put out last Thursday, and like I said, you can go and Google Sonoma County Economic Development Board, which is funded by the Board of Supervisors, headed up by the incredible Ben Stone, who does a fabulous job, also lost his home in Coffee Park. So Ben's acutely aware of what's going on with the rebuilding process. But the strategy to build more housing we at CAR, the California Association of Realtors, believe that it is supply that is the issue. The market will deliver, okay, because they're going to start building more product. I posted last week on my Facebook page about rent control and also some very interesting statistics showing that our rents it had actually gone down and had not gone up as dramatically as we anticipated. So there's kind of an overall cooling, and a lot of people are seeing this in the rental marketplace, that the big surges we're seeing are just not there. And if this strategic plan goes through, one of the main, obviously, driving forces behind this is affordable housing for those who work here. As we talked about, the teachers, the people at Starbucks, the waiters, waitresses, all the folks who basically, are there for our service industry, which is huge. We have a huge tourism trade. If you work in tourism, you don't have the money to buy a house. It's very simple. But those people need to find a place to live, obviously. So this whole thrust of this new housing bond is going to be all about worker housing. And, you're going to hear all sorts of NIMBY folks coming out of the woodwork because they're going to start putting homes in places where you maybe think that isn't the suitable place to have a home. But, when you're looking at, going vertical, which David Guin, who is the assistant city manager, but also the head of development for City of Santa Rosa. He and I agree with that. You need to go up, and we need to have more vertical housing, especially in the downtown core area, which they were really pushing through the strategic plan. And, you know, there's thoughts of taking out the, you know, when you look at the county office. Suckers down and build a nice fat tower, you know, and that's in that on that land, and then have housing around it that, you know, you could have, you know, folks who worked at the county, you know, you could, most of your administrative support staff could live there. Other folks may want to move down and you know, get an apartment versus you know, a single family house. So I think if you do that, you're going to see a lot more efficient use of the land. There's a lot of land out there that is just not being utilized properly. And a lot of it has to do with older building ideas and thoughts, and they're just older structures. So you're going to see that. But, you know, I agree with the strategic plan that if they start building more houses, do they build 25,000 more housing, you know, and not all of that is market rate, obviously. A substantial portion of that. A substantial portion of that is going to be, you know, like I said, you know, either affordable housing, subsidized housing. It's going to be, you know, like Burbank housing. They'll be doing some projects. There will be some larger, more interesting downtown live-work kind of arrangements where now they have some maybe antiquated ratios between live and work. And I'll be the first one to say that those live work things just don't work. I think the most successful one we've ever had has been the Village Green in Windsor, and you know, that whole concept worked there, but it was in a downtown situation. So if you could possibly do that here in Sonoma County, I think, you know, or in Santa Rosa, downtown Santa Rosa, that'd be the way to go. But you got to look at just what is down there. How many sites do you really have the ability to do that? So it's going to take some sort of you know, person buying up adjacent lots, buying buildings, incrementally going towards the day where they can tear those down and build, who knows, 10, 15, 20 story building. You know, I don't think our skyline is that sacrosanct. I mean, if you look at it, it's okay. It's not any really dramatic. When you look at the buildings that are in downtown, you know, nothing really grabs you like, okay, we got to keep this building. I mean, but, you know, there are some beautiful buildings downtown, but we have a need for housing. And if somebody wants to develop something, maybe on an older building, if they could restructure it, then let it be done. So it'll be really interesting to see how this thing shakes out when it comes to housing. So saying that and then talking about rent control, you know, I think that the housing in the market will take care of the issues to do with rent, because I think you're going to see more and more properties coming on that'll be an option, okay, for other units here in Sonoma County, and maybe a more affordable, lower priced option. Hence, those people move out of their existing properties into that type of unit. All right, and then that unit comes back on the market. Maybe it has to be reduced because the market's not there for the current price it was being offered. And I, you know, I have a friend of mine, you know, who's a registered nurse and took umbrage at my rent control position. But, you know, I think overall, when it's said and done, and this initiative gets some teeth, gets some money, and starts building, my friend, I think, will be able to afford a much more affordable housing structure than she currently is in. And I would love to see that. I have clients right now who have a duplex that we have in escrow. We're putting in escrow on Monday. And, you know, they've kept their rents really low. And it was really interesting because, you know, the people that are buying this duplex want to own or occupy the duplex. You know, it's a young couple and their sister. And she's going to be living in one unit, and they're going to be living in the other. And they've saved up enough for an FHA loan. They're putting 3.5% down, you know, in buying this duplex. And, you know, the thing about it is that, unfortunately, we have to eventually evict, you know, the tenants that are there. But you kind of go, okay, but there were also, you know, putting a new family into those units that's going to live there and be, you know, owner occupies, which is, I think, is always good for a neighborhood. So, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword. I mean, they were really sweet because they told me that, you know, how can we stop this from happening? I said, well, you know, you could maybe look at it, find just an investor, but you have no idea what that investor is going to do once the property is sold and closed. They could raise the rents up 50%, you know, I mean, whatever the market will bear. So the thing is that you can't really do much, okay, to protect, you know, your current tenants. Yeah, I think you were very generous in giving them what I thought were very, very good rents. And for many, many, many years, my clients were happy with the cash flow. It worked out. The people took care of the units. They had to do very little there. And it was a great relationship. But, you know, now a new family is going to be actually occupying these units. So they're kind of ambivalent. We don't want to see our tenants get evicted, which they will be evicted. But you're also going to have a young couple and their sister moving into units that would normally be rented out, but they're going to be actually living in them. So very smart people, share the units, good way to get started. FHA loan, only 3.5% down. You know, so don't tell me you can't get an FHA loan accepted. All right, there's always a property for every type of loan. It just may take you multiple times to find that property where you can do an FHA. But, you know, I have no problem with FHA or VA as long as we can make it work. Sometimes sellers do not want to take certain loans because they feel it'll lead to just either more work for them or, you know, they have some older issues, maybe older thoughts about things. So, but in this case, FHA, 3.5% down, we're putting a nice, you know, two couples into a duplex. But unfortunately, the tenants are going to have to go. That's kind of the yin and yang of the business. So we're going to go ahead and get ready to get out of here. So if you want to chat with me about anything to do with real estate, give me a call at 636. No, not don't call me there. 322-8503. 322-8503. I'm going to skedaddle out of here. And go Giants. We'll see you next Sunday. We have George Adair, who's going to be our guest next Sunday. He does his own show here on Wednesday. So we'll be chatting about loans and all that kind of good stuff. So save your questions up until then. I'm Mike Kelly. You've been listening to the Real Estate Hour.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.
The preceding was a paid presentation.
This is FM News Talk Radio at 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM. KSRO Santa Rosa. From